Hello and welcome to Champagne Circus, Business with a Female Twist. My name is Yvonne, I'm your host, and today's episode is going to be a solo episode where a girl needs to do what a girl needs to do. Let's pop the champagne and celebrate. Let's look back for the first quarter. I know it's already May, maybe a little bit late, but there's no late, right? And we achieved quite some milestones in the first 4 months of this year. So for me, it feels aligned to do a reflection based on the last 4 months, which is actually a quarter. I'm lost on time sometimes. So it's going to be a premiere today that we are popping actually champagne in this episode. And to be honest, I think it's a rumor that females can do two things in a row. So let me concentrate on popping it first. Whoa! So little miss out of time, doing her quarterly reflections in the beginning of May. The first quarter, 2024, January till April, was a very intense one. And I like to share a little bit what we achieved and also the struggles behind and the personal growth I had to go through in order to get there. So first of all, cheers on you, cheers on us for an incredible first quarter of this year. So wherever you are at, it doesn't matter. It's just the first quarter. It's the beginning. There's always opportunity and magic in a new beginning. And for me, this first quarter was actually a year of new beginning. I started, I think, last year to give every year a theme. And the theme of this year is already outdated. So I decided to give every quarter a theme. And the theme of the first quarter was building a foundation. So what that meant to be was female business scaling is quite a fresh company evolving from more than 7 years of experience. So this year, this brand was initiated and created end of October 2023, so quite fresh. And within the first quarter, we designed the brand. So we have a brand design, we have a message, a vision, values, well, and the look and feel of it, which by itself is already quite an achievement to go through that process of consciously designing a brand dedicated to grow for you and with you. And I recorded already a solo episode on that. So if you would like to get into the power of branding, the way I experienced it, just go back to one of the episodes. So that was the first milestone, and it gave the whole company an identity itself. And what it allowed me was to interact and collaborate with this identity of the brand and the company and the business itself. So from there, I was not alone, physically alone. I also have a team with me, but also alone in regards to ideas. So I had the opportunity to ask the question, where are we heading to? What do you need next? How does it look like? How would it look like for female business scaling? And that allowed me to really collapse time and come up with new ideas. And just recently, I had a conversation with Dr. Kimberly Paddleton, who also said she actually has built her business to 7 figures with the power of a brand interacting and collaborating with that. So go back to that episode to check it out as well. So first milestone, cheers, let me zip on it, on the champagne for a second, was the branding and the identity created for the business. So after that, or well, more or less at the same time, the whole framework for female business scaling evolved, created, and was tested. And the first VIP clients came into the world. So the first female entrepreneur was knocking at the door saying like, hey, I would like to have a different business, a bigger business. I want to grow it, but I don't know where to start or how to do it and what's the next step. I'm quite overwhelmed and yeah, it's quite exhausting as well. So we started with a VIP day in January. So the first product was designed, a VIP day, with a specific structure to really connect with the business and the person and do some energetic alignments and analyzes what kind of energy, needs, desires does this business owner, this entrepreneur have in order to create a business that's serving the life she wants to live as well. So we twisted the product a little bit to serve her energy, to serve her life goals, to serve her desires. So she knows what to execute. So we created a little plan, like these are the steps to take now. And then she decided to work longer with me so that she has a cheerleader, a reminder, a business advocate, a sparring partner, and obviously a kind of concierge opening the door to a network to help her bringing this vision, this new vision of her business identity to life. And she was incredibly flying with that new positioning. Well, it was not a new positioning, but with a tweak in her product and really got this empowering energy to go out and to sell and to position and have a rapid start, but also having a midterm perspective, what to focus on, what to work on. And also she was able to take decisions based on this bigger picture. So that is probably a good decision for the very short term, but just 3 or 6 months later, it doesn't make any sense anymore. So she was equipped to take better decisions and more long-term strategic decisions. So yeah, the first products have been created and the first clients came in. And then one of my personal goals was to create a podcast. I had this gut feeling, this calling, I would say, that I really want to feature kind of new female entrepreneurs, the new way of building a business, business with a female twist, and to showcase role models, how they did it, what they did. And alongside the framework of female business scalings, there are different angles of approach to really master your scaling. It's highly individual, but there are methodologies and frameworks, models that work. So one of these is product. And there are so many different product positionings out there, so many product perspectives. So even in the online coaching and online business, there are flavors on product and niching and the way to set up the stages of the product, that it's super important to dive deeper into this perspective. Also, a product does not necessarily need to be online or coaching. It can also be, well, a bottle of champagne. And it's a business model which can be scaled. And the question is how and in what way and how to tweak the product. Probably, for example, position it as a boutique champagne provider, seller, however. So unpacking this and also showcasing the way those multi-figure business owners are running their business. So what are the leading questions? What are the obstacles? What are the superpowers they had to tap into? This is what's What's really interesting to me, and what I really feel is a huge value for any female who would like to build an empire here and leave a legacy, that's why I felt we need to create Champagne Circus. Let's create a vibe. Let's showcase those role models and really spread the word about female entrepreneurism. Is that actually a word? Probably from today on it is, so cheers on that word. Someone called me. It's a funny story. Funny side note. Someone called me. I'm the queen of creating new words because I'm creating new words all the time, like a boutique, a coach consulting boutique, a combination of coaching and consulting, or HRpreneur, which is an entrepreneur in the HR sector, or entrepreneurism, if it's not already a word. So, moving on. Alongside this podcast, a lot of things happened, and I like to share a little bit about the personal growth I had to undergo in regards to make this even happen. Some people perceive me as a quite extrovert person, quite a bold person. And in some parts, that's true. On the other side, I also have my struggles, right? I also have my comfort zone, and I also have my growth challenges. And one of the growth challenges was to reach out to people and ask them for support. So as I clearly knew, I don't want to have solo episodes, which is, by the way, one of the biggest growth I also undergo currently, to talk to you like talking to a friend, but talking to myself and record a solo episode. But that's another thing. So in that regards, the growth potential and the growth challenge was to reach out to ask to join my podcast, although it's probably not popular or I have a big audience following in the beginning, but I have this vision, I have this idea in mind, I have this purpose of the podcast, which is bigger than me. So it was driving me. So I reached out to really amazing women showcasing how they actually do their business. And like for me, I think I started quite some episodes with the words of, ooh, I'm a fangirl, ooh, I'm a fangirl. So I reached out to those superheroes of my world, those people I admire, how they do the business, what they do in their business, how I admire them, how they come across in their development, how they share their growth journey or their wisdom. So that was a huge one for me to ask for help in a way, to contribute by being a guest. And through doing that, I became more confident in reaching out to my superstars, to those people I admire. And also, I just realized, okay, we are on the same plane. We're on the same boat. We are actually working on the same mission, just with different perspectives. And that makes it so much easier to support each other. So we actually pull the chair up and we are supporting each other. We are rising together by lifting each other. So it felt like I'm connecting with like-minded people in a way that I never thought it's possible. So yeah, there we are. We already have like launched the podcast within hyperspeed moments, wait 8 weeks, because it was so crystal clear. And I was so committed and devoted to the mission that I have overcome all the personal struggles. And when we launched, we even managed, and there was like a goal I wasn't somehow allowing myself to believe in, but we managed it. So there was a part of me believing that it's possible. We achieved the top 25 in 4 countries, which is incredible, right? And I never thought I could handle that or I could reach it. And we've been there. So that's another really success, not only on a business perspective or a branding perspective or a, you know, KPI perspective, but really on a personal note as well. That was in March. That was in March. And in April, I have been to a summit. I was presenting a masterclass, Roadmap to Legacy, on the biggest founder event in Germany with more than 8,000 participants and people joining there. And not only did I present the masterclass, I also was an exhibitor. Like, we were presenting female business scaling for the first time to the public with a stand. And it was quite some effort energetically to be there physically and show up and create the space of love and connection. But also in regards to preparation, there were so many things I didn't know about being an exhibitor and being in such a big environment, presenting in such a big environment. So in regards to deadlines, which are much earlier than April, in regards to organizing, in regards to briefing staff for the stand, like huge growth journey. And there's another episode for that. But we've been there, and it was the first time, like, making this bold statement, here we are. This is female business scaling. We want to really empower females to run their business in a way that they love it and to allow them to think big and have a business beyond their wildest dreams and believe in, hey, you can make it happen. So this exhibition was more like a bold statement to the world. I really mean it serious with that company, right? And again, it was a learning journey of accepting help. And help was coming from angles I never thought of. So it was really magical to see how this idea of a joint vision and this picture I have in my mind for the future for females to build their businesses was impacting and inspiring others, and they wanted to contribute with supporting at the stand or designing beautiful postcards or whatever. So it was quite overwhelming for me to hold this love and contribution and connection around the mission of female business scaling. Because one aspect is really to change the paradigm of running and building a business. Not the hardcore way, hustle mode, like it's very popular and common, but more the soft way, the easy way, the flowy, intuitive way, but based also on some hard facts to really make it happen, project plans, whatever. But balance it out. But really making it a paradigm of a joyful journey, an ease journey, rather than a hardcore hustle, exhausting way. So that was another big, big milestone, this declaration to the world, we are here to stay, we are here to change. And leaving this bold commitment. So cheers on bold commitments. It all starts with that. Alongside that, we also created the first free products, like the delegation checklist to download with over 222 things which you can delegate, because I practice what you pray. Of course, it was hard to accept the support, but in regards to mental support, non-paid support, love and really connection and this really lifting each other and this sisterhood, It's different if I pay the people. I cannot explain that, but it was a different feeling and sense around that. So I totally believe if you would like to go fast, you can do it alone, but it's very hard and exhausting. If you really want to go far, if you would like to create something really big and outstanding, go together. So that's why this delegation piece, get an idea of what you can delegate, how you can delegate, is so crucial. And in order to support business owners to drop the wheel of endless to-dos, we have the delegation checklist designed, which you can download for free. We will pack the link in the show notes so you can check it out and you get a glimpse of, oh, okay, this is how I can actually scale my time, my energy, my services, my products, by going through the list and get an idea, oh, I can shape it differently. And through all those bits and pieces we delivered with the VIP day, with the first VIP the first VIP client signing up on a container, with the podcast, with a newsletter where we are sharing some behind the scenes all the time. It was evolving, and the Roadmap to Success Masterclass was a gateway, a door opener to something more. So when I was preparing the masterclass for the Founder Summit, I came across a model which is called a legacy business. And it basically says that you're building something for retention, for long term. It can have different angles of approach. I probably make another episode on that. But it basically says, I'm here to last. And also, as a different aspect and angle of approach of it, it says, but it's not my hamster wheel I'm building for myself. It's here to last also without me. So I can step away for 6 weeks holidays or probably some month to create something new, or, you know, take a break or whatever. So it's a business which is not purely focusing on yourself, which can be hard if you're, for example, building your business as a personal brand. If you are the product, if you are the one delivering the services, it requires different questions. How can I actually build a legacy business if I am the product, if I am the personal brand? And do I really want that? So it's quite an interesting model to bring into play, to make decisions and to create a roadmap for your business, how to scale it and how to manage it and how to set it up, right? And there's actually a program evolving through it. So it will be recorded in June. And I presented some masterclasses, so maybe there's something coming up as a masterclass before, where we really go through the steps of building this legacy business and introduce this model more in depth. So it opened another box of, ooh, I can literally design the way I want my business to be through a model and create this business identity, although I probably still struggle with my purpose a little bit because I have a framework to somehow wrap closer to my own purpose, but more importantly, to the purpose of the business. And with the purpose of the business, it gives me some sense of purpose as well. So it's a win-win-win if you feel somehow stuck or if you have an idea in mind and you don't know how to actually get there. So that's another achievement. And this is just in 4 months. 4 months. It's incredible how speedy we have been in bringing that to the world. And as I mentioned before, it came alongside personal challenges and personal changes in behavior and thinking. And some of them I already tackled, like getting out of my comfort zone to ask for help and reach out to foreign people to ask for support or to contribute. Also, in communicating my vision and my dream. And that's an ongoing process to hone my communication skills. And if I look back on those personal growth challenges I had to face was also making decisions. We would have not been able to deliver all those things in hyperspeed if I would not make decisions fast and also leave perfectionism behind. They're like, done is better than perfect. It feels like I mastered that this quarter because there are several things I would love to see, you know, a little improvement here and there, but we can improve, but it's there, right? The content is the one ruling the place here. Like, done is better than perfect, and we can do the design and the fresh up later anyhow. So making decisions fast, actually making decisions, not being in a freeze mode, realizing when I'm overwhelmed and in a freeze mode, and then having like a toolkit to overcome that quickly in order to make a decision. Because I always say it's only a decision away. And that's practically true. Like, what, even if we do not do anything, it's a decision to not do anything. Then it's a decision to not take a decision. But really mastering decision making quickly was one thing in the last quarter. I think the next stage of it is how do I actually take a decision? And how can I improve my decision making? But I didn't question any of my decisions I've made. Some of them turned out to be amazing. Some of them turned out to be probably not the best, but each and every single decision was leading into something. And that was the important part of it, the process. So decision making was something I really mastered, fast decision making. And then really holding the energy of who I am and what's the vision, and really showing up and not, how to phrase it, not playing small, really accepting my power and accepting what I can bring to the world, what I can contribute, and owning that. And I'm still in the process of doing this, to be very honest, but I made leaps of faith in this. When we have been at the Founder Summit, I felt like the little girl, who grew up in this area, going back there and now being presenting there, having a stand, being one of the business owners. And there were huge names and brands just left and right to me. And I was like, hey, I've freshly founded my company and here's our little stand. But it looked so professional. And it was about the vibe and the energy, because I know what I'm doing. I'm doing it since more than 7 years. So I really know what I'm talking about, but really owning that in that fear. Yes, that's my company. Yes, I am the one who created the frameworks. Yes, I do have this experience. That was really something new. Not playing small in there again. And then what I realized just afterwards, how much sports I did. I started to dance again and I really went into the sports game. So I think I went to the gym 3, 4, 5 times a week almost. And not because I felt like I have to do it and I want to lose a little bit of weight, but it's not the purpose. The purpose was my body wants it and deserves it. It was really keeping me moving. So even when I was stuck, I felt like I'm going to the gym to get me moving. And that kept me moving, if you know what I mean. So really embedding this power of moving into my routine and into my daily life in a very intuitive and internally motivated way was something out of comfort zone and something really new to me. And it was such a huge help to make decisions fast because I was able to balance my nervous system. I was able to release stress and cortisol through those exercises. And I also somehow treated myself because I can recognize in myself that I stand differently, that I have a different body posture, that I do feel differently in my body just through those movements. And that helped me to tap into making a decision fast. Because when I was feeling stuck, I went to the gym, I went to the treadmill, and then it was better. So that was also a personal growth achievement or a success KPI, however you want to phrase it, to look back at for the last quarter. Oh my God. Saying that loud is quite an achievement. And why it's such a special episode to me is because I was not used to. You see, I'm quite specific on language here. I was not used to be proud of myself. I was not used to celebrate success. But a very smart, wise lady once said, celebration. No, how does she say? Celebration is a party thrown in the name of gratitude. Here we are. Celebration is a party thrown in the name of gratitude. And how to party, I know. I love to party. So why not throwing a celebration in the form of a podcast episode where I'm looking back on all those achievements and growth successes I had in the last quarter for me personally, for Champagne Circus, for Female Business Scaling, for the team, in order to really celebrate that. And this is why we popped the champagne, by the way, to celebrate it, because I'm beyond grateful for all those milestones we achieved in one quarter. If we can collapse time into one quarter, what else is possible this year? And this makes me so proud and happy and grateful and excited for the next quarter that I cannot even put it into words, I would say. So this episode is honoring this process. And it's also for you to reflect on your milestones and achievements and share them with me. I'm great in partying, so I like to give you a toast and a cheers as well. So what have been your key successes, your success indicators for the last quarter? What have been your learnings? What have been your superpowers you tapped into, you are really proud of? What have been your identity shifts? What have been your fun moments? There have been so many fun moments. That's another episode probably. Yeah, but I really would like to encourage you to take the time to reflect your quarter, like a CEO quarterly probably, and really hone that, because it's key to success as well, right? That we celebrate in order to receive more. And it's also an invitation for defining your next quarter, defining your next milestones. What are you focusing on? What are you aiming for in regards to outcomes and results, but also in regards to personal growth and very individual defined success indicators, probably. So set yourself up for success, set your company up for success, set your team up for success by being specific on your success factors. So you can already think of the celebration episode or your personal celebration time for the next quarter. So thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you somehow liked it. It was a very personal episode, let me know. You can find me on social media, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and I'm really curious. You can also send me an email. We put everything in the show notes, and let me know how you liked it and what you got out of it. So for now, I'm finishing my glass and wishing you a very happy day and looking forward for the next episode with one of our amazing role model guests. Cheers!